Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible, Esther chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. We start a new book. Now, the king was attracted to Esther more than any of the other women, and she won his favor and approval more than any of the other virgins. So he set a royal crown on her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. And the king gave a great banquet, Esther's banquet, for all the nobles and officials. He proclaimed a holiday throughout the provinces and distributed gifts with royal liberality. Xerxes knew how to throw a party. In the third year of his reign, he gave this great bash with the nobles and officials and princes and military leaders that lasted for 180 days. Think about that, a party for 180 days. And then a week-long banquet was held for all the people, from the least to the greatest. And on the seventh day, after he had a little too much to drink, Xerxes sent for Queen Vashti to come in. Scripture says to display her beauty, for she was lovely to look at. But when Vashti refused to entertain the drunken nobles, she was banished from the king's presence, and the search began for a new queen. That's the setting for the book of Esther, the only book of the Bible where God's name is not mentioned, but his sovereign hand is evident in every paragraph on every page. Esther, a Jewess, eventually became the new queen and saved her people from annihilation. And in a divine twist of events, the man who devised the annihilation plan was hung from the gallows that was built to hang Esther's cousin, who refused to bow before anyone but God. In this amazing book, we see that God is at work in all the events of life. He's the one who weaves the details of our days together to display his perfect plan. Now, you might think that hearing a certain story or a sleep-depriving indigestion or a position in life are all just mere coincidences, but think again. In the book of Esther, what seems to be trivial today is paramount tomorrow. We know that the same God who guided the events of this book is guiding the events of our lives. Father, you never waste our time. Thank you for working all things together for good. In Jesus' name, amen.